Unlock big savings while adding style and security to your home with Schlage door locks from Menards. High-quality Schlage Wi-Fi compatible entry locks allow you to lock and unlock your home from anywhere with your phone. Get peace of mind and save big money on all door locks at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being a supporter of the show. It means everything. And it is so lovely that you have partnered with us to keep the show going and to make it a success and to continue it as a resource for people out there who are listening and people who want to tell their stories. Thank you. Thank you. So here's another bonus episode. My gift to you, to say thanks. Lately, there has been a particular cult group in the news called La Luz del Mundo, translated as Light of the World. But it proved to be a place of great darkness for many.
Nestor Joaquin, he took everything from me.
Heart-wrenching testimony today in downtown L.A. as young victims came face-to-face with a Mexico-based megachurch leader. Nestor Joaquin Garcia will spend 16 years behind bars after pleading guilty. He was arrested at LAX in 2019. The victims were not shown in court today, but you could hear the pain in their story.
I have suffered more trauma and pain than I can ever begin to describe.
The leader, Nason Joaquin Garcia, who's 54, was recently put in jail. He was arrested, I believe, in 2019 and then had to stand trial. There were some delays because of COVID. And then finally, he was put in jail for 16 years. I wish it were more like 60. Knowing the stories from behind the scenes makes it hard to think that 16 is nearly enough. Some of the stories are difficult, and there are details I'm not going to share with you because I think it would be too disturbing, but he did do some things that he should not have done. And so if any talk about violation of girls or women is something beyond what you want to hear about, then I have to just let you know that that is going to be part of what I talk about today. What happened is that this Mexican megachurch was started in Guadalajara, made its way all around the world. In fact, there are a lot of locations here in Los Angeles that are churches that are affiliated with La Luz del Mundo. And it was started by Samuel Joaquin Flores, who is Nason Joaquin Garcia's father. He was also accused of sex trafficking and sexual abuse. And this particular group boasts that it has somewhere between 1 and 5 million followers. Yes, that's million. And this leader, Nason, the son of the founder, was brought up on charges that ranged from sexual abuse to the possession of child pornography to the production of child pornography, rape of children and women, and human trafficking, to name a few. All while He was called the living apostle of God, really called that, so that the followers, when he would enter a room or go outside for one of his many rallies where millions of followers would be there, people would be clutching at their chest. They'd be crying. They would fall to their knees because they felt they were in the presence of God. He was, among many other things, the farthest from that than most people are in this world.
Yeah.